The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus answered the Jews, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work." For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus answered and said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will do also. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out, those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Jesus says that the Father has given all judgment to the Son. Those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, and those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I hope you already know how short life is, how quickly this all passes away, and how the only thing that really matters is at the end of it all that we're right with God. It's a little thought for you here today to help you be ready for the end of it all, to help you to be ready for life's final exam. God's judgment on your soul. There are certain moments in life in which everything changes in an instant. In an instant. Maybe it's a sudden terrible accident. Maybe it's a death in the family. Or a diagnosis of terminal illness. Maybe you find out about it firsthand. Maybe you learn about it from a phone call. Doesn't matter. Nothing will ever be the same again. In an instant, your whole world has changed. Your worst fears have been realized, and you know tomorrow will never be the same again. At first, when such a moment comes, we're very slow to accept it. We're very slow to accept harsh reality. It's a funny human psychology. Little experiment for you to try sometime. Try this sometime. Watch a sports game in which one team suddenly and dramatically wins, and of course the other team suddenly and dramatically loses, and then compare the reactions of the two teams, of the players, of the fans, and tell me if this isn't the case. The winning team immediately accepts their good fortune and jump up and down, smiles from ear to ear, hugging each other to the point of suffocation. That's the winning team. The losing team stares in disbelief, hasn't quite accepted what's happened to them. Looks at the clock, looks at one another. Very slow are we to embrace bad news. This is a funny human psychology. But eventually we come around to face reality. And when it's life-changing bad news, inevitably we blame God. We turn to God and we say, why have you allowed this to happen? If that happens to you, when that happens to you, don't feel bad. It happens to everybody. You're not going through a crisis of faith. What you're going through is a crisis of understanding. Great example of that comes from our first reading today, book of the prophet Isaiah, because it captures the moment in which the Israelite people realized that they'd just been conquered by their worst enemies, the Babylonians. The year was 587 BC. Babylonian people did something the Israelite people thought was impossible. They conquered the people, burned the temple to the ground, raped and pillaged, stole the gold, stole the silver, took the people away in captivity to Babylon. And the Israelite people didn't think it was possible. Their very identity had been as God's chosen people, protected by God, the temple, God's dwelling place, taken from slavery in Egypt to freedom in the promised land, their inheritance forever. And now suddenly they'd lost it all. Lost the promised land, and once again were captives, this time not in Egypt, this time in Babylon. And they looked at one another in stunned disbelief. They said to one another, how could this be possible? Certainly God has forsaken us. Certainly this is the end. But it was not the end. Far from it. God had not abandoned his people. He was closer than ever to his people and more loving. It's just that God needed them to take another step closer to him. Can you imagine a scenario maybe in which a father takes a toy away from a child? Imagine the child was too dependent on this toy. It was something he long ago should have outgrown. Child takes the toy away from father takes the toy away from the child. What's the child do? The child cries. And yet the father is doing something perfectly loving, exactly what the child needs at the moment. The Israelite people had clung to kings and princes, alliances and fortunes, things that God had long ago wanted them to outgrow. And now he needed to take them away so they would learn to trust in him. And similarly, there are moments in life in which God takes good things away from us, not bad things, good things away, and it's for the same reason. It's time to take another step. It's time to take another step closer to the Father and to learn to trust, not so much in the gifts that God gives, as in the giver of those gifts in the first place. You know, my favorite example of this is Holy Saturday. Hardest day in all of history to be a Christian, because the one you believed in, Jesus Christ, was sealed in a stone-cold tomb. Picture being a believer on Holy Saturday. They must have said one to the other, clearly everything we believed was a lie. Clearly we were wrong. Clearly this is the end. The Lord is dead, and nobody gets to come back from that. And yet it was not the end. And he was going to come back from that. How do you think he would have done on Holy Saturday? What do you think? Think he would have held on to faith? Think he would have thrown in the towel? Answer the question for yourself. Just ask yourself, how do you do right now in those moments in which all seems lost? We think about this and we pray about this now, before it happens, so that when it happens, we will be ready. Zion says to the Lord, the Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me. And Isaiah says, can a mother forget her infant? Even if she should forget, I will never forget you. Remember that, and you'll have nothing to fear at the hour of your death. Amen.